do I want to talk to you about? I want to talk to you about Big Fatty. Big Fatty. You let me down, Big Fatty. You didn't tell us about the big run starting until just this week. I missed the first episode of the big run. What were you doing? You were busy with your horror shows or something. You didn't let us know in time. Yeah, I missed the first episode. Not a big deal, although I think I caught up. I think I got the gist of it. I think I understand what's going on. It's all the old guard, all the famous or likable people on the show. I'm not going to talk about reality TV, but I am a reality TV junkie. I will tell you that.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty, you let me down, Big Fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 851 of the BFO for Thursday, the 5th of May, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, we've got voice letters, and y'all, we're going to do a little cha-cha dance. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Cinco de Mayo is going well, y'all. I hope that someone is going to bring you some racist tortilla chips and salsa to work. And y'all, at the beginning of today's show, you heard one of our Mexicans, Ange from the BC, from the Pink Wing Nuts, y'all. He was talking about how Big Fatty had let him down about the big run. And Ange, let me just tell you something. Big Fatty's not going to let you down this time, because Ange, this coming weekend is the finale. It is the 2-hour finale of the big run this coming weekend. And y'all, it's going to be good. Oh, dear, Cassie, it's going to be good. But anyway, y'all, what can I say? But y'all, in addition to today being National Mexican Day or whatever, I don't know. I'll have to ask Hattie what it all means and all this. But y'all, today is also the day that my good friend George died. And y'all, he died in 1996, so it's been 15 years. And Miss Kitty and I, we traditionally go by his grave on his date of birth, which is October the 30th, and on his day of death, which is Cinco de Mayo. And y'all, I believe I've told this story before, but it deserves repeating. It's very, very interesting that George left this world on Cinco de Mayo, because y'all, if there was one thing that George hated, it was the Mexican. If you could hand him a plate of Mexican food or Hubert's coil of chocolate soft serve, and he would take Hubert's coil of chocolate soft serve. Y'all hated Mexican, and y'all, it just to this day, it gives me a little bit of a gerfuffle to think about that. Not that he's dead, but just the you know, how the ways you are going to be remembered. So anyway, y'all, I was thinking about Big Fatty was a young child, and y'all, we used to have these little songs. And y'all, I don't know how I got this. Y'all, this is one of the ravages of age, y'all. But y'all, you get these songs stuck in your head. Y'all, there used to be a song called Gooba Peas. And y'all, you know how Big Fatty gets confused. Well, y'all, instead of singing Gooba Peas, this is what Big Fatty was singing. Cheese, 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 eating Gouda cheese. Goodness, how delicious, eating Gouda cheese.
Oh, poor Big Fatty.
You're an
hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Well, congratulations, Miss Melinda. You know, I've been trying to get that caller prize for about, 3 years now, and haven't won yet, but I guess it couldn't have gone to a better person. Come on, Big Fatty, really? She's called twice in 3 years, and she wins the big prize. Don't paint me bitter. Live it. Guru Nudie said it. All right, well, I'm standing in line to buy recital tickets for the dance, and there's a lot of people around, and it's probably for the best. Otherwise, this message would be filled with anger and hate, or not. All right, congratulations, Ms. Linda. Melinda, see you in Vegas. I'll buy you a celebratory, congratulatory drink. Bye.
Gussie, y'all, better party of one. Yeah, Gussie, y'all speaking of Miss Kathy, by the way, that was Miss Kathy Bacon. Y'all speaking of Miss Kathy Bacon, y'all, evidently Big Fatty gets more confused than he ever thought possible. Because y'all, I'm just going to go over here to the BFO, because y'all, you know, I read Miss Kathy Bacon's letter on yesterday's little show, and y'all then, you know, y'all, I was kerfuffled, I was confused, and y'all, so over at the BFO on today, on the Hump Day show, she posts a comment. She says, "Dear Gussie Big Fatty, I wanted to get the money to you, and I did not have a $5 bill, so I sent you a Tweety or a message and said the $5 would be forthcoming, and you even responded okay." Y'all, I don't recall this at all. I don't recall it at all. But of course, Miss Kathy Bacon has the conversation. She has got the conversation, and she sent it to me later on and said, "See, Big Fatty?" And y'all, that was the Or Ida Crispy Crowns, which are a form of the tater tots, but y'all, they're like a coin shaped, and y'all, on top of that, I put some of the pepper jack cheese, and I could have put the Gouda cheese on there since I was singing the Gouda cheese song. And then on top of that, y'all, I put on some of the Sloppy Joe mix. Oh, it was delicious. And y'all, I am belching it like there's no tomorrow. But y'all, then she says, "Big Freddy, read the letter. I did not put Larry Cly. I wrote Kyle, didn't I?" As in Kyle in Hawaii. Y'all, you have a great day now, too funny. And then, of course, that Guru Nudie, y'all, he's got to come back. He's got to come back with just an ugly comment. Oh, psst, Miss Kathy, it's the ravages of age, poor Big Fatty. So anyway, y'all, I never really thought about Kyle in the Hawaiians sounding like Guru Nudie, but y'all, I'll have to think about it. I'll just have to think about it. And but y'all, Kyle in the Hawaiians won the prize. He won the prize over at the Foul Monkeys. So anyway, I am awaiting his address to send the prize. And Kyle, if that $20 just doesn't fall out of the envelope, well, I'm sure the Postal Service. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm sure. Yes. Go eat some Gouda cheese.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Peter G calling, and I got your tweet. I'm glad you liked the Vons gift card. You know, I tried to customize it. They have a website where you can customize it, and you can put all kinds of pictures and sayings on the card itself, and I tried to put that Vera head.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
On the card, you know, the one that looks like Wayland Flowers and Madam, that papier-mâché head, that ugly Vera visage on the card, and I submitted it. And it came, like, 2 days later, it came back. They canceled the order because they said that image was offensive. I thought you'd like that. So I couldn't put the actual Vera head in the card. But you should also know I sent the same card to Vera, and I tried to put your head, your picture on it, and it came back saying it was offensive also. So I don't know. Just enjoy the gift card and buy lots of bananas and Depends or Nature's Miracle or some kind of cleaning products. Thank you for calling, Big Fatty. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the one and only Peter G. And Peter G, I gotta say, I've gotta say that I don't know if what I laughed at more, your description of Vera's head as Madam from Wayland Flowers and Madam, or the fact that that the Vons considered it to be offensive. I don't know which I enjoyed more, but Peter G, thank you so much for the gift cards. And, you know, I was thinking, I know that there have been deliveries of cashews to the Walnut Hills mansion, so maybe bananas and cashews are in order for a little hostess gift and everything like that. Yes, Big Fatty, that just sounds lovely.
Hey, good morning, Big Fatty. It's Guru Nudy in Tampa. Hey, I'm going to have to call on your services here. Since Miss Kathy Bacon has declared you the default yeoman of the podcast community, like that blurb you see on porn movies, what's it say, 18 USC 2257 compliant, keeper of records, Big Fatty, Fat Cave, Charleston, South Kakalaki. Yeah, like that guy. Well, what this is about is, you know how the IRS lets you file for a 6-month automatic extension to file your taxes so you don't have to do it until October? Well, I'm going to have to file for a 6-month automatic extension to get a birthday gift together for Vera. Yeah, I'm a little confused about that podcast office in the home deduction, the earned podcast credit, and I'm out of foam peanuts. So a 6-month extension was a June, July, August, September, October, November. I should be able to get it together by then. Anyway, thank you. Appreciate your help. Oh, and a word to Peter G, the Vons gift card. Brilliant. Ciao, man.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, the one and only Guru Nudy. And y'all, he called to speak to Peter G. Oh, dear Gussie, that was lovely. Just lovely. So, whatever you need, Guru Nudy, you know Big Fatty will be there to support you. And I know that these are questionable deductions. And you know, I believe that there's one for white makeup also, y'all, because, you know, she just lathers that old wooden head up all the time. Yo, I've got one more question, but before I can play it, I've got to play this.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our final phone call today comes with an Axe Big Fatty question.
Hello, Big Fatty. How are you? It's John Kobeck in New York. John Boy, old boy from Twitter. Long time no speak. I'm just driving to work, my morning commute. I have a question for you. I notice in the morning when I pee, there's a lot of bubbles in the pee. And I read somewhere that that's not normal. and I know you're an expert on such things, so I wanted to ask you for the next Ask Big Fatty segment, why is my morning pee foamy? I guess I should ask Vera because, that would be bloody pee, not foamy pee. Anyway, thank you, and bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is John Coco Puffs from New Jersey or someplace. I don't know where he's from, y'all. New York? You probably couldn't tell from the accent, y'all. But John, this is an excellent question, and you are correct. Had it been urine with blood in it, those calls would go to Walnut Hills. However, I believe that, and you know, although nowadays canine urine, bubbly canine urine is also, they are experts on that out there in Walnut Hills also. But I believe that your urine is foamy because, well, quite frankly, John, you just have a bubbly personality, Big Fatty! Yeah, I say, y'all, I picked up Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, at the Aeropuerto on a hump day afternoon, and y'all took them back to the plantation, I believe is what they refer to it as, and y'all, it was lovely to see them again, and what was I going to say about all that? Brag Patty, I don't know. After I dropped them off, y'all ran by the post office. There was nothing in the P.O. box, which is fine. But, y'all, I put my Mother's Day card in the mail, and y'all, I do hope you have not let this slip up on you. Because, y'all, this Sunday now is Mother's Day, and, you know, the mail delivers as late as Saturday. And, y'all, you know that this Saturday is the old gal's double nickel birthday, y'all. So, you know, she'll be expecting salted cashews and bananas and the such in her box. Big Fatty, don't talk about her box. But anyway, and y'all, you know, today is chips and salsa day, and you know, it's the day to hug your favorite Mexican. So anyway, I know that short bus is gonna be hugging the turnip head, and vice versa. And Hat M will be hugging on Mr. Z, yes, Big Fatty, just lovely, just all that Mexican love, and then they do a little jumping bean, poor Big Fatty, y'all, I hope you have a great Cinco de Mayo. If you are so inclined, enjoy a Mexican adult beverage, perhaps a margarita or a Corona. Yes, Big Fatty, just lovely. And, you know, just, that's it. I don't really have anything else. Or y'all, you know, maybe instead of having salsa with your chips, maybe you would just like to melt down a little Gouda cheese. Oh, Big Fatty, simply delicious, eating Gouda cheese.
Big Fatty, you let me down, Big Fatty.
Not this time he didn't.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.